All right, it's all stained. I pledge allegiance to the power, God's holy word, a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. His word is a light in my heart, that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior whose kingdom it stands, one Savior, crucified, risen and coming again, life and liberty for all men. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. Good to be back in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Tonight, thank the Lord for the many blessings that we've received this week.
Amen.
Been some good things happen. Some things that we wish would have happened didn't, but overall, I think we come out on top on the biggest majority of it.
Yep.
You know, we're going to get our, not only have the House, but we'll have the Senate for the Republican Party, but Lord be good to us.
Yep. Amen.
Amen. All right. Prayer list. Amy Claude, Lisa Bubb, Edward Kirkman, Jesse Seaman, Kim Seaman, Miss Brand, Preacher Danny Black, Sydney and Rachel Hill, Miss Russell, Kenneth Jones, Miss Evan, Barbara, Brandy, Randy Longman, Sherry's dad and sister, Barry Brown, Scott, Ken Walker, Helen Shook, Dorothy Bubb, Jeremy Johnson family, Frank and Luannon family, Amber Smith, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Megan Watson, Janice Hendricks, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Jan Eagle, Bill Gisby, Devin Popheat, Jimmy Walker, Judith, Rosa Bubb, Jacob Ruiz, Lucy Chapman, Ernie Bubb, Joseph Smith, Dean, Teresa Smith, Dale, Carol Bubb, Donnie Chapman, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brand, Jolene Schrantz, Gladys Keegan, Children's Home in India, Betty Winstead, Christian Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy, Margaret, Jacob Banner, Chris Crawley, Lynn Reed, Darius Moser, the Bailey Smith, Shelby family, Bill Patsy Penley, Jordan Chapman, Craig Stilwell, Preacher Dwight Longman, Mike Cable, Elaine, Miss Missy Morgan, Allen, the family at the daycare, Bill McKinley, Karen McDaniel, Jeff, and Willie Reinhardt. So remember all those folks. Is there anybody that needs to be out to take away?
I've seen Kenny Tuesday, and he had his surgery, his little thing in his stomach, and that's well, but pray that it healed. And I've seen Geraldine talk to him, but she's said you'd call.
Yeah.
But she talked funny, but she's had some crazy things, just like about the same, but she didn't look too bad, but she didn't look as
good.
Yeah.
But she is a hard house?
Huh?
Save me, but I would like to ask the Lord to reincarnate Adrian because he died at the age of 24, and I don't know if it's to bring back Adrian.
Oh, man. Sorry about that, folks. I forgot to turn the phone on. Just remember that prayer request. Okay. Who's in the truck? All right. Anyone else tonight? Anyone else tonight? I'll tell you of mine. It's coming for you. Thank you tonight, Lord, for this time that you give us to be in your house. Lord, we just want to take a moment and thank you, Lord, for good things you've done this week for our country. Lord, we've been praying for our country to have good leaders. Lord, we've got some new ones coming up, and Lord, we just pray, Lord, that they will be a blessing to our country, that they will help it, that they will keep the people and the this country in mind as they make decisions to do things. Lord, that they'll make this country back to what it was through your help. Lord, they can do all they can do, but Lord, if you ain't in it, then they ain't going to work. And Lord, just pray, God, that you would just lead and guide these people. Even the ones that we did not choose, Lord, you allow them to get into space that they're in. Lord, we pray for these people. We pray, God, that you would fix their heart on things, Lord, that are of you. Lord, it is moral. And Lord, we pray, God, that you would set their hearts on things that are right. And Lord, we pray, God, that you watch over them and help them as they become our leaders. And Lord, we pray tonight for each one of these folks, Lord, it is on this prayer list, the ones that have been mentioned. Lord, we pray, God, that you would just bless and touch and help them. And Lord, we just want to thank you for all that you've done for us again. You blessed us so much, and you helped us so much. And Lord, we just pray, God, and give you thanks and the glory and honor. Everything that's been done. And Lord, we pray, God, that you help us as we stand and break the bread of life tonight. Lord, bring the words to these folks, Lord, the ones that are here, the ones that are watching on one of the cameras. Lord, it will be a blessing and a helping to them. And Lord, we just pray, God, that you just be with each and every one of us that's here and the ones that are not. And Lord, we just pray, God, for this little church that you to bless it and help it, that it can do the things it needs to do for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Been out in the rain all day yesterday, just about. So, if I lose it, y'all just keep on singing.
Okay.
All right. Let's get 240. no more. And the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the same old earth's together over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. On the bright and cloudless morning, when the death in Christ shall rise, and the glory of his resurrection share, when his chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies, and their roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When their roll is called up yonder, when their roll is called up yonder, when their Oh, you say you want to sing a solo today?
I can't even hardly talk.
Let's get 277. That'd be one thing I can do. Sweet is the song I sing today. I'm redeemed, troubles and sorrow have vanished away. I've been redeemed, I'm redeemed by love divine. Glory, Christ is mine.
God in the city. When the sun with a shining, I want a gold, a silver line. I got a mansion just over the hilltop in the bright land where we never grow. And someday yonder we never as pure as gold. Love and dance for the men and invested. I'm like the prophet, my pillar stone. Into I found there no permanent willing. I know he gave me a bunch of my own. I got a mansion just over the hilltop in the bright land where we never grow. And someday yonder we never more run by what this thrill that is pure as gold. No, I'm not discouraged. I have a little bomb, and I just pilgrim and search for the city. I want a mansion and heart and crown. I got a mansion just over the hilltop in the bright land where we never grow. And someday yonder we never more wander by walled street that is pure as gold.
Amen.
Amen. What is the number that I've been singing the other day? Somebody tell me what number that I forgot. It's well, Betty, that was your singing, somebody, I can remember strong. I can hear from that one.
As the world looking on me, as I struggle alone, and they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart, I'm rejoicing, and I wish they can see. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings of me. There's a roof up above me, I have a good place to sleep. There's food on my table, and shoes on the family. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings on me. I am now wealthy, I'm the closest known you, and I don't have much money, but Lord, I have you. And to me, that's all the medal to the poor may not see. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings of me. There's a roof up above me, I have a good place to sleep. There's food on my table, I'm choosing. You gave me, you Lord. from family. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings of me.
Amen. I still hunting for that one that is very sinking.
Good to be back in the house of the Lord again tonight. All right, we're going to be in Matthew chapter 10.
Thank you.
Verse 32. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. And we find there that the Lord's speaking there, it's in red, and he says, you know, confess me before men, then I will confess you before my Father. Well, I want to stand here tonight and say that I love the Lord.
Amen.
He is my Savior.
Amen.
He is my King. He is my Lord, my Master.
Amen.
He's my Christ. He's my Savior.
Amen.
He's all these things to me. Without Him, I am nothing.
Amen.
But with Him, I'm everything. I stand here before you tonight and I confess my Lord Jesus to you.
Amen.
And I know that there will be a day when we stand before our Lord and Father, God, that Jesus is going to say, this is joy. He was faithful. He loved me. He confessed me. He asked for my forgiveness.
Amen.
We got a little bookcase there in the living, or it's actually in the den, or dining room in our house. Living room, Mom David there, but there's a bookcase there. And there's a little trophy about that tall that I got last summer for the July parade. Best vehicle. Off in a 1962 Ford tractor that most of its paint is gone. It ain't really nothing. Its best work is when it drives through the parade. It can do a little mowing. But it takes everything in the world to keep it together. One of these days, the Lord, you know, I was proud of that little trophy. I mean, it wasn't nothing but a piece of plastic. But you know, it's because that old tractor won it. I mean, here you had all these nice cars and they picked that tractor over all them cars. But I want to tell you something, one of these days when we stand before the Lord, we're going to be Jesus' trophy.
Amen.
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 We ain't nothing. But we're everything to Him. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. I mean, folks, think about it. Well, we're standing there before Him because we confessed Him before men. We was not ashamed to call ourselves Christians. We boldly stood up when everybody else was throwing us down. When everybody else was looking down their long religious nose at us.
Yep.
Glory to God. He's going to stand there before the Father. And He's going to present us to Him. Glory to God. Spotless, without blemish.
Amen.
Glory to God. No sin to be found nowhere in us.
Amen.
Because we did one little simple task of just trusting and believing in Him, asking Him to forgive us, and confessing Him to this lost and dying world.
Amen. Amen.
Even when they're calling us names, when they're talking bad about us, we stand there before the, you know, before men and confess, I am nothing.
Amen.
But my Lord and Savior is everything.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
He is everything. Without Jesus, I am nothing.
Amen.
But because of Him, I am somebody.
Amen.
Might not be a somebody to this world. You know, when I walk into one of those offices to pay a bill, they're smiling real big. They're glad to see me. Because they know I'm going to leave some of that hard-earned money back to them. When I go in there and pay that water bill, or, you know, to make a payment on something where I borrowed money. Glory to God. They're happy to see you.
Yeah.
And then after you leave, walk out that door, they're not happy to see you for 30 more days. But Lord God, I'm going to tell you something. The Lord, when He presents us before God, it ain't going to be that few minutes thing until we empty our billfolds and walk out the door, because when we're there, we're not walking out of the door. We're going to be there with Him forever.
Amen.
And ever. And ever. Glory to God. Could you imagine Jesus and the Lord and the Holy Ghost up on that throne, looking down on that new city, and they're just smiling. Yeah. All them wonderful children. Amen. It just makes my heart so glad to know that there's going to be a day, just like that little old plastic piece of trophy, it says 4th of July, best vehicle. And I get a really proud of that piece of plastic because of what it represents. That the Lord is going to present us before His Father is a truth. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Boy, I'm glad in the moment.
Amen.
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 But when we get down to verse 33, things are changing. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Now think about that. We got a world of folks down here that are denying the Lord Jesus Christ. And one of these days, they're going to stand before God to give an account. And Jesus won't be presenting them as a trophy. He's going to say, Father, I never knew these people. They never come to me and ask for forgiveness. They never come to me. They never went to the world and confessed me to the world. Just a few weeks ago, our vice president was at a rally. She was holding. And there were some people that were confessing the Lord Jesus Christ. They were praising His name. Jesus is Lord. And she looked and she said, you're at the wrong rally. And had them escorted out. Now tell me something now, church. Is that not denying Jesus? She didn't confess Jesus. She denied Him to men. All the people that was in that auditorium or where that was at, to the world that was watching through all the media. She confessed to all these people that God did not exist. That she did not believe. She denied our Lord and Savior. that day. And you know what? If she don't make things right between her and God, between now and the time that she leaves this world, He will deny her before His Father. Yesterday. Now, folks, this is how blind people are. How deceived they are. They were praising God there at those poles. They were praising the Lord for this woman. They were praying that this woman would be their president, who denied the Lord Jesus Christ before men. You tell me, how in the world can you worship God and praise Him and support someone who has publicly denied the Lord Jesus Christ? Can't see it. I seen a lot yesterday. I seen a whole lot going on. People that says they're Christians and they wasn't acting like Christians. Folks, I've been preaching to you about your testimony. How important your testimony is to you and people around you. They were saying one thing out one side of their mouth and doing something different. At times they were ready to fight. They were saying things hurtful to people because they didn't agree with the person that they were supporting. Folks, we need to confess the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to let this world know that we're not only Christians, but we can, you know, sort of live kind of like one. Amen. I know we're not going to be perfect. That's not what I'm saying. Folks, I know where I stand. I know that my name is in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
I know without a shadow of a doubt that I'm saved by the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I know I'm not perfect.
Nope.
Not going to claim it. But I'm doing the best I can with God's help. And the key to that is with God's help.
Amen.
Because without His help, I'd be a whole lot like some of the people that I seen yesterday. Folks, we need to show that love and compassion even when we are being say the word persecuted. Yesterday I kind of felt a little bit what persecution was really like. I mean, not at the point that, you know, where my life was actually threatened to be killed, but, you know, somewhat of a taste of what is going to come. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. We need to get our feelings off in our shirt sleeves. Every time somebody says something, not to get offended by it. Not approve of it. But show them that being a Christian makes you a bigger person. And the fact that, you know, this America is the most offended people I've ever heard of in my life. In the time that we live, everybody's offended by something. We need to get to it. Because I'm going to tell you something, folks. This is coming. I mean, just because the presidency is changing doesn't mean that things are absolutely going to get better. I mean, I hope, you know, some of the stuff does get better. There's only certain things that the president can do. You know. You can get in there and close the borders, open the pipeline. You can do them things. I mean, you know, you did it last time. But that ain't gonna solve all our problems. We got all these folks wanting to kill babies. And it's a shame. There was times when mother would give their life for their young one. Yep. Now they want to give them up because they don't want to have to deal with it. Yep. God bless the woman with childbearing. I'm going to be honest with you. I think that is an honor. To be able that God made you where you can bring a life into this world. If anybody has ever watched a birth, I'm going to tell you something. I watched all three of my youngins come into this world. And I'll tell you what, each time, all I could see was God working a miracle.
I watched my grandbabies come.
And you could see God in it, couldn't you? Amen. They will deny the Lord. They'll use Him, you know. They'll say, you know, the Bible says, not everyone that cries the Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of God. Some are deceived. Some are not. But for me, personally, I claim the Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior.
Amen.
I will not deny Him.
Amen.
I pray that there never come a time in my life when it's threatened. You know, somebody said, well, you either deny Jesus or I'm going to put a bullet in your head. I hope I'm man enough. I hope I'm saved enough. I pray that I've had enough of God in my life. Just tell them that, hey, I will not deny Him.
Amen.
Just go ahead and pull the trigger, and I'll go be with Him.
Amen.
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 Now, I'm going to tell you something, folks. Saying and doing is two different things.
Yep.
I just pray that I've got enough of God in my life that I can do that.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus told Peter, thrice this night you will deny me. Before the rooster crows, you'll deny me three times. Peter denied him the third time when that rooster crowed. And Peter went and wept. But God used him on the day of Pentecost. Thousands got saved under the preaching of Peter.
Yep.
Peter was crucified for the cause of Christ. Matter of fact, he insisted that it be done upside down. When he was hanging there on that cross upside down, I don't think he was denying the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Folks, I'm going to tell you something. In life, when we make a decision about things, it don't have to just be elections, anything. Anything. We need to pray about it. Ask and seek God's will in everything that we do. Every decision. If we seek God's will, His wisdom, in the things that we do, glory to God, things will be a whole lot better.
Amen.
You know, I'm just gonna be honest with you. My choice of governor, lieutenant governor, my choice didn't make it. But I'm going to pray for Josh Steins,
yeah,
and for Rachel Hunt.
No, Jeff Jackson.
Yeah, and Jeff Jackson. I'm going to pray for those people that God might get in them and use them there where they're at.
Yeah.
Who knows? Before they take their oaths, God to work on their hearts.
Yep.
And make them good in what they do. He could use them in a mighty way. But church, we need to pray that God reaches these people.
Yes, amen.
And helps these people make the right decisions. Amen. That's all I've got for the night. Which are you for? Thank God for what He's done for our school board.
We'll see you Sunday.
Okay.
Hey, Marta, let me forget to grab that drill in there.